This is Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update.
This week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Mashabinashiwish Band of Potawatomi Indians versus Patchak, a case challenging the federal government's decision to take land into Michigan into trust for the tribe for purposes of conducting gaming operations. After the federal government took the lands into trust for the tribe, Patchak sued the government under the Administrative Procedures Act, alleging the tribe did not qualify to have its land taken into trust. The D.C. Circuit sided with Patchak, and the federal government and the tribe successfully petitioned the Supreme Court for certiorari. The federal government and the tribe argued that the suit was barred by the federal government's sovereign immunity and that Patchak did not have prudential standing to object to the transfer of the land into trust. As a general matter, the federal government enjoys sovereign immunity against private lawsuits absent a waiver. It is undisputed that Patchak could not bring a suit under the Quiet Title Act, which exempts suits regarding Indian trust lands. Patchak brings his suit under what he perceives to be a waiver of immunity found in the Administrative Procedures Act. The question is whether the APA, when read with the Quiet Title Act, implicitly forbids suits over Indian trust land under any statute, or if the limitation only applies to the Quiet Title Act. Even if the suit is not barred by sovereign immunity, Patchak must still have prudential standing to challenge the trust transfer. To have standing in an Article III court, a plaintiff must show that he is injured in some way by the defendant's allegedly illegal conduct, and his injuries must fall within the zone of interest of the statute he is trying to enforce, among other factors. Patchak's standing argument, in its entirety, alleges that the federal government violated a provision of the Indian Reorganization Act. Both the band and the government argue that the limitation Patchak seeks to enforce was not enacted for his benefit, but rather for the benefit of state and local governments who lose jurisdiction over any land taken into federal trust. Patchak argues that the limitation is also intended to protect members of the broader community who are affected by the trust decision, given that they may have the character of their community dramatically affected by the outcome.
This has been Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update.
The American Indian Law Update is sponsored by the MSU Indigenous Law Program, the MSU Native American Institute, and the College of Arts and Letters, Center for Applied Inclusive Teaching and Learning in the Arts and Humanities. Wado Nagada.